A while back, Christina asked me something that no other music director ever has. And let me tell you, that request floated my boat. She asked if I might write a sermon based upon a beautiful anthem that the choir was rehearsing to sing. And I could not wait to get started. You can do that anytime, Christina. The title of the anthem is Away from the Roll of the Sea. And the text I chose was a no-brainer, Jesus Calms the Storm, of course. And so then I was ready to dive in. I learned that the composer of the 1986 piece is Alistair MacGillivray from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. And one day he was studying a photo of the harbor in Glace Bay. There were no people in it, only boats at rest. And the thought occurred to him as he looked at that boat that no one can know simply by looking at a craft what grand adventures or what painful hardships it has endured. You can't tell by looking. And that reminded me of a sermon I once preached entitled, Handle with Care. We don't know. And so that afternoon, Sue Spaulding and I went visiting, and we stopped by at the Fosses, whereupon I saw a beautiful painting that looked to me like a perfect replica of the photo that MacGillivray had studied. And as it turned out, our own Gloria Foss happened to be the artist. And here is the painting. By the way, I might add, this is one of her many works, beautiful works, and thank you. Thank you, Gloria. So, I had the painting, I had the scripture verse. Where was I to go from here? So, I thought harder about the storms of life, about how timeless they are, about the fact that they are a part of life, whether back in the time of the disciples or in the late 1880s or the early 1900s or up to the present day. They are inevitable. We continually face storms. And then, as now, we do need Jesus Christ to calm the storms for us, to calm the seas, to bring us the courage that comes with faith. And so, as I thought about that, I decided that this morning we could sing two hymns, one dating from 1873 and another from 1906. You know them both. And then as a climax, we will listen to the anthem, Away from the Roll of the Sea. The first hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, resulted from an actual tragedy at sea. And the second, Stand By Me, refers to the storms of life and was written metaphorically. So now please turn to number 377 in the Methodist hymnal. Heavily invested in real estate, Horatio Spofford was a very successful attorney in Chicago. As it happened, however, the disastrous Chicago fire of 1871 wiped out most of his assets. But nonetheless, he worked tirelessly to rebuild the city and to help the 100,000 people who were left homeless. He recovered well. Both his efforts for the city paid off and his own personal efforts, so that 2 years later, he was able to finance a family trip to Europe. booking the French liner, the SS Ville de Havre, you'll see that's the name of the music, he signed on to sail on the most luxurious ship afloat. But at the very last minute, some urgent business delayed his departure. Yet his wife, Anna, and their four daughters, Maggie, Tanetta, Annie, and Bessie, went on ahead as planned. After several days of smooth sailing on a quiet sea, tragedy struck. At 2 a.m. on the morning of November 22nd, 1873, the ship was rammed by an English iron sailing vessel. Here is a description of what happened. Water poured in like the Niagara. The Ville de Havre tilted dangerously. Screams, prayers, and oaths merged into a nightmare of unmeasured terror. Passengers tumbled through darkness and were swept away by powerful currents of icy ocean. Loved ones disappeared into foaming blackness. Within 2 hours, the mighty ship had settled at the bottom of the sea, and the 226 fatalities included the four Spafford daughters. Mrs. Spafford, Anna, was rescued, clinging to a piece of the wreckage. 9 days later, when the survivors landed in Cardiff, Wales, Anna Spafford cabled her husband these two words: saved alone. Grief-stricken, her husband Horatio booked passage on the next ship so as to join his wife. And on the way over, the captain called him into his cabin and said, "I believe we are now passing over the place where the Ville de Havre went down." That night, sleep evaded him, yet out of his pain and heartbreak, he penned the words we are about to sing. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." So now let us sing stanzas 1 and 3, and you may stay seated. This is 377. Please turn to number 512 in the Methodist hymnal, Stand By Me by Charles Albert Tinley. Charles Albert Tinley was born in Berlin, Maryland, on July 7, 1851. His father was a slave. His mother was a freed slave. But because his mother died when Charles was a two-year-old, he was raised by his father and hired out at a very early age, presumably to work on nearby plantations. He did not attend school, but he taught himself to read by salvaging other people's discarded newspapers that they put in the trash. When he was 17 years old, he married Daisy Henry. And thereafter, the two of them moved to Philadelphia, where he found work as a brick carrier. He needed that employment because over time they parented 8 children, 2 of whom died, 1 of pneumonia, the other of tuberculosis. As a family, they worshiped together at the Bainbridge Street Methodist Episcopal Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where for 15 years, Charles served as the sexton there. As it happened, he never did graduate from high school, and certainly not college. Yet still, he felt a call to pursue the ordained ministry of the Methodist Church. And that call was relentless. So he took matters in his own hands and decided to study. He found a local rabbi who was willing to teach and tutor him in Hebrew at the local synagogue. And he learned Greek by taking a correspondence course through the Boston Theological School. So even without any degrees, he persisted and said, I would like to take the entrance examinations for ordination to the Methodist Church. Permission was granted, and not surprisingly, he got top scores. In 1887, he was ordained as a deacon in the Delaware Conference, and 2 years later, he was ordained as an elder. Initially, he served 2 or 3 year terms at a series of churches, but in 1902, he was appointed to serve at his home church in Philadelphia, where he'd worshiped and served as a sexton. When he began his ministry, the church claimed 130 members. Yet over time, the congregation mushroomed to a membership of 12,500 people. He was known as the Prince of Preachers. And not surprisingly, he was granted 2 honorary Doctor of Divinity degrees. He also wrote music. Not only did he preach stellar sermons, but he preached gripping hymns. And one of them, probably the most famous, is Stand By Me. He draws on images of Jesus rebuking the wind and quieting the raging waters. And his final stanza offers the assurance that Christ does have the power to overcome all suffering, yours and mine, and will do so until the end of time. So let us now sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Again, the number is 512 in the Methodist hymnal, and I think that you'll probably want to stand for this one. Stand By Me.
Thank you. faults and failures stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures stand by me. When I've done the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. By me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm here in chilly Jordan, oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
You may be seated. And now at this time, I invite you to find the insert that has the picture of the boat at sea, entitled Away from the Roll of the Sea by Alistair McElvary. This he wrote, as I mentioned before, out of his convictions that as we see each other, we know so little of the tempests through which they've come. And the exciting seas which they have braved, we don't know. But then at the end, and the last, you'll see that concluding stanza. The quiet is not going to last forever. The boat will, in fact, leave the harbor. And in leaving the harbor, whether there are storms or whether there are not, Christ will be there for us. Until at last we come home to our harbor lights when we are home to stay, away from the roll of the sea. And now, the choir.